Now where does he, Kirpal Singh, sit as he thinks of her, these years later? A stone of history skipping over the water, bouncing up so she and he have aged before it touches the surface again and sinks. Where does he sit in his garden, thinking once again he should go outside and write a letter, or go one day down to the telephone depot, fill out a form and try to contact her in another country? It is this garden, this square patch of dry-cut grass, that triggers him back to the months he spent with Hannah and Caravaggio and the English patient north of Florence in the Villa San Girolamo. He is a doctor, has two children and a laughing wife. He is permanently busy in this city. At 6 p.m. he removes his white lab coat. He closes up the clinic, where all the paperwork has weights of various kinds, stones, ink pots, a toy truck his son no longer plays with to keep it from being blown away by the fan. He climbs onto his bicycle and pedals the 4 miles home through the bazaar. He glides under the willows by the canal and then stops at a small neighborhood of houses, removes his cycle clips and carries the bicycle down the steps into the small garden his wife has nurtured. And something this evening has brought the stone out of the water and allowed it to move back within the air towards the hill town in Italy. It was perhaps the chemical burn on the arm of the girl he treated today. He had been carrying his bicycle and was halfway up the steps before he remembered. This had been on the way to work, so the trigger of memory was postponed when he got to the hospital and ran into 7 hours of constant patience and administration. Or it might have been the burn on the young girl's arm. He sits in the garden, and he watches Hannah, her hair longer in her own country, and what does she do? He sees her always, her face and body, but he doesn't know what her profession is or what her circumstances are, although he sees her reactions to people around her, her bending down to children, a white fridge door behind her. This is a limited gift he has somehow been given, as if a camera's film reveals her, but only her, in silence. He cannot discern the company she moves among, her judgment. All he can witness is her character and the lengthening of her dark hair, which falls again and then again into her eyes.